thinking now about carbon neutrality in Australia, achieving the Paris Agreement target in Australia and transitioning to a net zero carbon economy by 2050 is going to need some serious help from all over. A group trying to help out is the Earth Worker Cooperative. In the late 1990s, Dave Karen with the Builders Laborers Federation helped establish Earthworker, which evolved directly out of his experiences with the Green Bands. It is the first ever Earthworker cooperative. I'm joined now by Anna Boddenberg, a project organizer from Earthworker, to talk about it now. Thank you for joining me, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
So who is the Earthworker cooperative made up of?
So Earthworker is a grassroots, volunteer-driven project that's kind of arisen out of the intersection between the trade union movement and the environment movement. So it's pretty unique in that it straddles a whole lot of different groups that normally wouldn't work together. So a whole lot of different people involved in the project, but brought together by a shared aim of setting up worker-owned cooperatives in sustainable industries.
So can you give us an example of what kind of cooperatives these might be?
Yeah, so the first cooperative that we're working to set up is the Eureka's Future Workers Cooperative to manufacture solar hot water systems. So looking at a whole range of different industries, but to begin with, starting with manufacturing of green technology that we're going to need as we transition to a lower carbon economy, and locating these cooperatives in areas that are losing jobs as a result of that transition.
And historically, Australian workers' cooperatives have been quite few. Why do you think this is the case?
I guess there have been waves of worker co-ops in Australia starting as early as the 1850s. But I guess they're not common now. In Australia, it's kind of viewed as something new and a bit experimental, even though it's like a tried and tested model overseas and, you know, there's incredibly successful networks of worker cooperatives in other countries. I think there's just still a bit of ignorance around it and unfamiliarity with the concept at the moment. So it seems like something that is not going to be secure or, you know, doesn't really have any experience behind it.
Right. And so is the Earth Workers Collective directly trying to just address the climate change and what's happening with our Earth?
So we come from kind of a just transitions perspective. So looking at our environmental problems, like climate change and the huge changes that need to happen for us to address that, but taking into account, you know, economic and social factors as well. So the idea that communities still need to be supported as we address those environmental problems. And, like, I guess we're very much looking at that dichotomy that has been set up of, like, jobs versus environment, whereby people say, you know, if you're doing environmental things, then you're anti-worker and you're anti-job. And we're saying, well, no, actually, to deal with our environmental problems, we need to be creating jobs and supporting workers and communities. So that's sort of our aim, really.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Anna Boddenberg about the Earth Worker Collective. And how much public support has this received? What kind of, you know, support have you received from various members of communities?
We've actually received amazing levels of support. Over the last few years, like, we've had a few fundraising drives, so we've done a couple of crowd funds, and we also did a community investment drive. And altogether, we've raised about $700,000 from just folks in the community. No big investors, just, like, people who agree with what we're trying to do and want to see it succeed. And we find time and time again, we go and talk to, you know, really diverse groups of people, you know, not just environmentalists or trade unionists, but you go and talk to faith groups, you go and talk to community groups. And people just really understand what you know, the need for what we're doing, and they want to see it succeed.
Now, another thing that's come up is that you said that some of your profit goes towards social justice projects. Can you explain a bit more about that?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, embedded into the Earthworker structure is this idea of cooperatives, you know, doing what they can to help the community as much as possible. So one aspect of that is having 5% of profits once a cooperative is, you know, commercially viable, having 5% of profits going to social justice causes. So we've done a few partnerships so far with the Father Bob Maguire Foundation and also with Aboriginal Housing Victoria. And through those, we've actually done a few installations of solar hot water systems in community housing properties.
Now, you've already mentioned Eureka's Future, the sort of first one of these cooperatives that's being worked on. What else is up? What else is Earthworker Collective looking at going forward?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we've got really big visions, you know, and we do have various projects sort of on the boil. So there's a cleaning cooperative that's starting up in Melbourne. There's a brewing cooperative that's been talked of for a while. And a group trying to get up a cooperative farm. At the moment, though, most of our energy is really going towards the Latrobe Valley, given that, you know, Hazelwood Power Station, which is the valley's oldest power station, you know, was announced late last year that it will be closing completely in just a few months. So that's a loss of up to 1,000 jobs. So it's kind of we're really like focusing on areas like that at the moment.